From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Welcome back to part two. We're talking with Dr. Shakib Chirabi, the Chief Data Scientist and Acting Associate Director of the Office of Data Services at NTIS. We're talking about AI in the government space. Doctor, what lessons learned and recommendations do you want to share to help support federal agencies in this important mission?
I believe that it's very important when an agency is thinking about using innovation and transformative technology to get started right away. Because data doesn't stop. Most of the data-driven solutions are rooted in data. So the first thing that that every agency should start doing is developing a data strategy, enhancing their data infrastructure, and start trying to develop an integrated data platform that takes full advantage of the data, and develop data governance rules and policies for the data that they already have and for the data that they're gonna get to make sure that that data is of sufficient quality to actually help them achieve mission outcomes, operate efficiently and effectively on behalf of the American people. So the lesson learned that we learned is that while most agencies have implemented simple AI-based applications, such as automating simple workload, developing application-specific dashboard, or experimenting with simple machine learning predictive models, and while others are exploring cutting-edge machine learning and AI-based solutions for cybersecurity, detecting real-time intrusion, recognizing objects in video data, or performing predictive maintenance, the problem is in the in the middle of that adoption spectrum, in terms of the data infrastructure, the modernization of the IT infrastructure, and the change of the data culture. A very important component there is that the machine learning and AI are transformative technologies, and they are disruptive technologies. So there have to be a trust in that they can deliver something very profound and very efficient for the federal agencies, and that takes time whenever you ask any organization to make changes, profound changes in the way they operate and the way they deliver result. It's gonna take time. Again, while use cases and challenges may differ, the underlying requirements are fundamentally similar, and that's very important to focus on the data infrastructure, the capability to support the data supply chain, and bring in the leadership to be engaged in implementing really game-changing methodologies and solutions.
And then how do you see the future of applying AI in the government sector?
I believe that the future is, and then I believe that the federal data strategy is central in framing that future. And currently, all federal agencies have been asked to implement the 2020 action plan, which specifies initial actions to be taken by agency to establish a solid foundation that will support the implementation of the strategy over the next decade. So this is an important step. So to ready up the federal agency to do that. So the future, I think, is very bright. It's going to be this is just the beginning of a journey. Machine learning and artificial intelligence are powerful technologies, but they are machine learning based AI is new, and it takes time to implement the fundamental structure that will allow us to thrive. And there will be, there will be some successes and failures, and that's fine. You learn from there. But the fundamentals all have to be there, which is the fundamental data infrastructure that needs to be supported. But what I see is that there will be a continuation on modernizing the infrastructure, and that I think those are very essential in that aspect. I see in the future that the federal agency are gonna continue to enable and apply data analytics, and then implement that in a way that will allow them to scale up and do it across the enterprise. And so I see that the operation in federal agency are gonna be improved. And their mission outcomes are going to be enhanced thanks to the artificial intelligence, machine learning, and automation. What I see also is that in order to do that, there are some challenges that have to be faced. One of them is workforce. In order to implement these solutions, the federal agency need to find hire the talent that can support it, because what's unique about artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms and solutions is that they are living software. It's not like regular software when you develop a software and then it's there and you still need to maintain it, but it's fundamentally there, and then you just need upgrading and fixing. The machine learning-based algorithms continue to learn, and therefore they keep training and learning and becoming more efficient. So there is a need for, like, not only from external talent that we can provide through our NTIS framework, but also to internal talent that needs to keep on top of those solutions and keep maintaining them and running them and deploying them. Another aspect that is very important is to increase the trust into artificial intelligence. So as we increasingly rely on the use of machine learning and artificial intelligence in federal government, we need to make sure that those solutions are trustable and reliable. And that's a big problem. Of course, I'm very optimistic in that aspect, because we have to compare it to the current situation. So not all our solutions are fair and unbiased. And therefore, artificial intelligence can be actually a catalyzer, an accelerator of trying to make those solutions unbiased and fair, and create no harm, no intended harm that or unintended harm that is part of it. So I see in the future that we're going to be a lot of work in that area to increase the trust and reliance on machine learning algorithms and artificial intelligence. The other aspect that I see in the future is also the fact that as we increase our reliance on artificial intelligence, we're going to be actually be more productive and more effective operationally, because we're going to have a lot of tools that allows us to do the basic work, which is to surface issues and problems to SMEs that can actually spend their time doing what they are being trained to do, or what their role or responsibility is about. So
sorry,
that's going to be.
I didn't quite catch that. Could you please repeat it?
That's the that's what I see in the. It's going to happen in the future of AI.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.fedhealthit.com. and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.